New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, up and about for a Monday. Here we go, family. Good morning, Kath. How are you?
Vexed.
Riled. All that good stuff. Go tell us why. Tell us later.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Good morning, Stephen.
God, I'm scared now.
That's called a hook.
Is it fired at me? Is it aimed at me?
Okay,
well, I'm relieved now. I'm so scared.
I dare to ask if it's me. I'm the only other one in the room.
It is neither of you.
Oh, phew.
Process of elimination. It's got to be Jess.
Hey.
Morning, Jess, how are you feeling? You scared now?
A little bit worried.
Yeah, you should be.
Not Jess either.
Oh, well, that's all right. We've all dodged a bullet by the sounds of it.
Like wiping the sweat off our respective brows.
How's your weekend, Jess? Got so much exciting. I saw you went to the farmer's markets, treating yourself.
Went to the markets, went to the beach yesterday. Pretty chill, really.
How good was the beach over the weekend?
Oh, it was so nice yesterday.
Well, yesterday was a stinker, wasn't it?
Yeah, beach weather, if you will.
Yeah.
Anyone else go to the beach?
I didn't go to the beach. I bought myself, though, yesterday. I was doing my shop at Woolies.
Yeah.
At Katara, Westfield Katara. And they had the most beautiful watermelons there.
Yum.
Oh, God. Like summer vibes when you get a watermelon. You're like, you know it. It's hot weather.
Somebody's living the good life at the castle.
I was like, you know what? It's stinking hot outside. Summer feels like it's come early. Treat myself to a watermelon. How good.
Slice into that.
Nothing better. Honestly, nothing better.
So, I don't think there is.
While I didn't quite get to the beach, I was a little bit too hungover. I did enjoy a watermelon, which is very, very nice.
What more do you want in life? Kath, good weekend.
A very quiet one.
A quiet one? That's good, though. You look refreshed. You look recharged, ready to go.
Something like that, yeah.
Were you working here?
No, I wasn't working. I did hit the gym for an extra long session, so I'm a little bit sore.
No wonder those arms are looking pumped up and ready to go. That's what it is.
You're so funny.
Gym workouts, they'll do that to you. Jess can attest, right?
Correct.
Grebo's the only one who can't attest in the studio, I think.
In one in years, but that's all right. Waking up with the Novos. Happy Monday, everyone. It's going to be a cracker of a day.
Come on.
Feel it in my bones and my essences. You're at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And a doubleheader in Perth for our Jet sides. Jess, how'd we go?
Mixed results.
Right, okay.
We'll call it that. The women's side, they played first yesterday afternoon, their second game of the season. They did struggle a little bit. The host took the lead just after the break when one of their great goal scorers scored. Again, after scoring really well in their first game of the season, Perth won their first game. Melina Ayres did really well for the Jets. Really tried hard to get those balls in the goal, but unfortunately didn't quite get there for us.
We lost.
They were the more attacking side, though. I think there were positive signs watching that
definitely.
Match. But it looked more attacking than we were last season, which is exciting for fans anyway, if nothing else.
Exactly. And the men did all right. They had a draw, 2-2. That's all right. We'll take it.
Well, that's it.
Absolutely. Over a loss.
Nothing.
You don't win premierships in the first round,
exactly.
Do you? So I mean, and
that's what I always say.
Well, and the trip to Perth is a tough away day, like it is. Yeah. So to come away with a point from that,
exactly.
Yeah, I think we should be pretty happy with that result.
Okay, Stephen says okay.
Get rid of your pitchforks and your
put
torches.
Put them down.
No need to call for heads
yet.
Make
you smile a little bit more, Stephen. There's a new marine rescue vessel that's in Port Stephens that's been named after a 92-year-old. Yeah, so Shirley Clark has been volunteering for the Port Stephens Marine Rescue Unit for 41 years. Her husband did as well until he passed away in 2015.
He did 41 years as well.
Well, minus the years between now and 2015.
Oh.
Do the math.
Yep. a lot
too
of years.
Too early for that.
Yeah, between
a lot,
them.
A lot of years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and Shirley's now 92 years old. She's still volunteering any way that she can, like working in the gift shop and those sorts of things. With this new vessel, $667,000 new boat to add to Port Stephens, other vessels that they have to, just in time for summer too, even though they've already been doing a lot of rescues. In the cooler months, so.
Jeez, just in time, as you said.
You know you're not leaving that gift shop without buying something either. If someone's been volunteering there for 40 years,
yeah,
they know the perfect way to sell you. Whatever.
She would be...
talking your ear off, I reckon.
Yeah, like when it comes to tiny lighthouses like, that come on a keychain, she would sell them so well. You'd be gone as soon as you came in.
Yeah. Have your wallet at the ready. That's exactly. All I'll say. Congratulations to her. Yeah, so well deserved.
What a lovely story to start your Monday. Feel good Monday, I'm coining it, here at New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Boys, I am mightily outraged this morning.
Oh no, what's happened?
As you know, I am a big defender of the right to eat kids' food for breakfast.
Yes, yes.
For breakfast.
Yes.
No, you've been very passionate about this in the past.
I have.
Yeah.
And you may have seen on occasion that, you know, if I'm running a bit late, I bring in a big tub of yogurt. Adult-sized tub of chocolate yogurt.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I have seen that. I have spotted that with my papers.
Went shopping on the weekend.
Yeah.
Woolworths no longer stocks the product.
Well, they don't stock Yogos anymore.
They stock Yogo, but they only stock the little ones with, like, heaps and heaps of packaging. They don't stock the adult-sized 500-gram Yogo anymore.
Ah, well, you have to go to Coles then.
Coles never stocked it. It was only a Woolworths line.
Well, you have to go straight to the source. Ring up the gorilla.
Ring up the gorilla, you reckon?
Well, he's running that, surely. And say, listen, Kath wants the big ones back. Sort it out. It's as simple as that. We'll have to do that.
Do they still have... love the dirt Yogo, but I heard rumours that they got rid of that. Yogo. Did you never have the dirt Yogo? It had, like, the marshmallows in it. It was kind of like liquid Rocky Road, I guess, sort of.
It had chocolate biscuits in the chocolate yogurt.
They've got the ones where you flip the stuff over, like the M&Ms or the...
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure one of those at one point had the marshmallows, but I haven't seen it for a long time. I've only seen the choc chip one and the M&M one.
The decline in range of Yogos must stop.
Well, that's when they lost my business. When I got rid of the dirt Yogo, that's when I was gone forever. So they've lost me, now they've lost Kath. They're losing customers left, right and centre, aren't they?
They should look into this, is what I should say.
Well, they should, or they could just give me back my Yogo, please.
Yeah, well, that'll get a customer back. It's not that hard, is it? Not that simple business. I'm not a businessman, but that feels like good business.
You would think so. More range of products, more sales. Anyway, that's for them to figure out. We'll try and solve this for you, Kath, though.
Thanks, boys.
We'll be on the case as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM. Tops of 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland and the Valley. Guys, we move over to Poland for this next story. A little overseas trip.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Why not treat ourselves? Because this guy has been arrested for quite an unusual, I guess, method of thievery.
Okay, please elaborate.
Is this like the unusual method on Friday we discovered of heart attacks? Or?
No, this is different again. So what this guy's done, right, he's gone into quite a high-end jewellery store, right? Think like a Matthews or something along those lines.
Yeah, right.
And he's in there, he's eyeing up all of the beautiful big diamond rings and big, like, gold chains and stuff, going, oh, I'd love some of that, but I don't have the money to pay for it.
Okay.
So what he's done is sort of like... There's a jewellery store within a bigger department store. Yeah. You know how they have those, like, kiosk type ones?
Yeah,
right? So
yeah.
It's one of those. What he's done is he's dressed himself quite smartly, quite well, looking quite good, and he's gone into the main shop front window, right, out the front on the street frontage, and grabbed, like, you know, one of those little wheelie bags? You know, that you'd like...
Like a suitcase.
Yeah, a little wheelie suitcase you'd take through an airport.
Yeah.
Grab one of those from the shop itself, stood in the window and pretended to be a mannequin, just froze. This is right near the end of the day. They've looked up and down and went, oh, that's a nice new display. Locked up the shop and away. They all went home. Everyone went home. And he's gone, right, now I'm in the store. And then he's used that bag to fill it up with all the jewellery and then took off.
Well, how did he get out if the store was locked? Did he have to wait all night? Did he have to wait as a mannequin the next morning for the door to open?
No, he just, like, broke out through the door or something. Anyway, police have caught him because obviously this was too brazen. But this is not his first crime, right? So some of the other things he's gotten up to, this is like this sort of stock. Go into a clothing shop, and then just go in the change room, change clothes to the new clothes and walk out.
Yeah.
That sort that's of thing. Classic.
Yeah, absolute classic. How about this? On another one, he went in to get like designer bags and stuff and then slid through a gap in the shop's shutters, like, you know, the little door.
Really?
Just got out through the shutters. He's done just about every trick in the book. Finally, though, the mannequin one, as good as a plan as it sound, he's been done in. He's been caught with a big bag of jewellery going down the runway.
I love the idea that he's like watched a couple episodes of Scooby-Doo before he's gone in. He goes, what's the best method of disguise? Just chuck a hat and a coat on and pretend to be a statue.
A little scarf, do a little pose and you're done.
The bad guys, I'll run past you. You get the jewellery all to yourself. I love the idea of that. That's so, oh God. You know, some people are traditionalists of the craft, but he's innovating. Yeah, you know, it's exciting to see, really.
Yeah, no black mask for him in through the front door. Anyway, he's been caught, finally, another bad guy off the street here at New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a kind.
All right, here we go for a Monday. Your first chance at some prizes, family. First of all, how's this? We've got a car pass for up to 8 people to Head and Greeter Drive-In up for grabs. And also, in the draw for a family pass to Raging Waters Sydney. Now, this is unreal. Slide into fun at Raging Waters Sydney. New South Wales' largest water park reopens on the 4th of November, but we got your passes now.
Perfect weather for both those experiences as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, I mean, with all that stuff of development up in the air, this might be the last summer you can get to the Head and Greeter Drive-Ins.
Exactly right.
So, like, if you want to go do it one last time for old time's sake, this is your chance, isn't
it? That's right. So if you want to win all that gear, this is how you do it. You've got to play 3 of a kind. If you've never heard this, we give you 3 things, 3 words, and you just got to figure out what is the theme between those 3 things. If you can do that faster than someone else, prizes up for grabs. There, simple as that. Shall we do a little example around the team?
Oh, you know we love to do an example.
Do you want to play or do you want me to give you an example?
Why don't you play today, Stephen?
All right, I'll play. I'm more than happy to play.
Are you ready, guys? Mm-hmm. Ready, Kath? Your name's your buzzer, of course. All right, here we go. Calippo, Paddle Pop, Magnum. Oh, Stephen in quicker.
Are they like icy poles? Ice creams?
Yeah, that's what I'd be looking for. Yeah. One on the board.
Pardon? Yeah. I would have gone with icy poles.
I think they were all icy poles.
Not Magnums. Sorry, guys.
Oh, got in early.
Got to be a bit more, you know, has a bit of subtlety to it.
Frozen dessert.
Yeah, all of that acceptable. Ice creams, whatever. I would have taken all that. Anyway, yeah. If you heard that and went, I knew they were ice creams, this is your chance. Call up now. 4967 4105. Call that number and you could get the Head and Greeter Drive-In pass and in the draw for the passes to Raging Waters Sydney. 4967 4105. Call now to win here on UFM. Hello.
1, 2, 3. On UFM. This is the Novos 3 of a kind.
Oh, here we go. This is, of course, where we give you 3 things and you just have to figure out, use your detective cap and skills to work out what's the thing between those 3 things. You then yell out your name as your buzzer, and the first of 2 best of 3, we've got 2 locals up against each other vying for the prize today. A car pass to the Head and Greeter Drive-In, where if you don't like the movie, you can slash the seats.
I love that.
8 people as well. So if you've got one of those, you know, if you've got a small car, rent a van and bring all your friends. That's my top tip. Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
Absolutely. Our first contestant this morning is from Carter South. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. My wife's got a 7-seater, so I'm fingers crossed.
Set, mate.
Strap some under the roof.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got the roof racks too, so yeah.
Very ambitious of you to think that the wife will allow you to use the car, Matt, but hopefully, fingers crossed, if you win, you're in the good books. Up against you, we go to Beresfield. Morning, Sharon, how's things?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. How's your weekend? Get up to much exciting?
Oh, not much exciting, no. Just back at work now.
Well, let's give you something exciting, or send you off to the movies. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Okay.
All right, sounds good. Sharon's very excited for this. Let's get into it.
The chemistry between you and Sharon's electric.
Palpable, isn't it? All right, so before we get into this, of course, we've got to test everyone's buzzer. Your name is your buzzer. So, Matt, you go first for us.
Matt.
Yep, lovely. Sharon, you're next.
Sharon.
Easy as. Like Crevo said, first to two, best of three. Best of luck to both our contestants. First one I've got for you this morning is Sporty Scary Posh.
Matt.
Matt was quickest there.
Yeah, Spice Girl.
They most certainly are. Congratulations. One on the board to Matt.
A little bit of pressure for Sharon, but don't let it get to you, okay?
She'll be fine. Don't you worry about Sharon. She's in my corner. Yeah, it's fine. All right. Next one we've got for our two contestants is King Single, Queen Double.
Matt.
Matt, quickest again there.
They're mattresses.
They are mattress sizes,
which means he's gone and done it. I mean,
you're
the first.
You're gonna have to talk to the wife, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
Definitely.
Can I please borrow the van? All right, you've been a good boy. It's all yours. Now, Sharon, as our runner-up, I know Monday wasn't your favourite day. Can we get you back tomorrow for another go?
Oh, I can give it a go.
Yes, that's what I like to hear. All right, stay on the line and all that stuff. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
And team, I hope that you've double knotted your shoes this morning. You've got them on nice and tight because there is every chance I'm about to blow your socks off with this next story, all right? This is unbelievable stuff coming out of the US. It's no doubt that toilet paper is one of the great convenience items in our life. Where would we be without toilet paper? Cool. But while other items in our life, such as, you know, mobile phones, medicines, etc., have all adapted and, you know, been improved over time, toilet paper has stayed mostly the same
until paper on a roll, yeah.
Yeah, well, until now.
Okay.
This is about to change it all. So Charmin Toilet Paper, which is like a brand in the US, in the States, have changed the shape of its toilet tissue for the first time in 100 years. And this comes after several complaints, right? So I've got a quote here. Instead of two full squares, you get 1 2/3 with a long strip left dangling from the roll when you try and rip it. We've all been there, an incomplete rip of the toilet paper. Now, most people can't leave that there. This is a quote, by the way, from Greg Weaver, who's a senior scientist at Procter & Gamble.
I'm sorry. Greg Weaver working at the paper company?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there
is your name your job?
Your name's your job. Anyway, he's a senior scientist at Procter & Gamble, who's like the parent company of Charmin, if you will.
Sure.
So people, when they get this incomplete rip, they feel frustrated and they tell us about it. The incomplete tear, Weaver said, is the top complaint they get on their call center lines. Can you imagine how much time you have in your life that you haven't ripped your toilet paper, right? Got to call them up. You look at the back of the packaging. What's their number?
This has wound me up to in such a state, in such a fury, I must call them.
And I was hesitating calling about yoga. Go on.
That's it. I mean,
that's a much bigger complaint.
Some people have so much time. Honestly, it amuses me so much that they've been inundated with complaints about the incomplete tear that forced their hand into changing the shape. Anyway, so they would now, to counter these complaints, have a new, what they're calling, scalloped edge to their toilet paper, which I guess if you're looking at it, if you can imagine the recording of a sound wave, kind of like an up and down, it looks like that. It's kind of like a curved edge in an up and down, I guess, wave.
Yeah.
This will allow, this is what they've said, for more direction and forces of rip without leaving toilet paper behind. So they reckon you can rip it on the diagonal, you can rip it straight down, up. Well, it doesn't matter if you like the beard or the mullet, you know, if you have it hanging at the front or the back, doesn't matter. Left hand, right hand, you should be able to get a complete tear every time.
This is a game changer, isn't it?
Well, it's taken them 5 years. It's taken them 5 years to change the shape of it, right? Because what they reckon they've had to do is change all their manufacturing lines. Because the machines done it in a straight line for like 100 years back to the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
So now they've had to change all these machines. Cost them, you know,
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Because there's sick of people calling up their call center, complaint center, about incomplete tear. Unbelievable. But, hey, there you go. I mean, finally, long overdue, we have an update in toilet paper. It's so exciting.
Is there any more solid example of a first world problem?
Oh, no.
Than toilet paper not ripping.
Good luck finding
it. Get yourself a bloody hobby. Stop calling up these.
If it's bothering you that much, keep a pair of scissors in there. Snip every time. You have
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is
The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So, family, Friday night was date night with the missus.
Oh, fancy.
And we went somewhere. We actually did go somewhere fancy.
Really?
So, for Siobhan's birthday a couple months ago, a couple of her cousins got together and gave her a voucher for the restaurant, and we were at the Surf House.
Oh, that is nice.
Oh, I've never been to the restaurant side. I've been to the bar, and I've been to that little cafe downstairs as well, but I've never been to that restaurant side on the right. Oh, a bit luxe, isn't it?
Did you wear a suit and everything?
Well, I had a button-up shirt and some nice pants on. I didn't go quite full suit, but I did dress up a little bit. Oh, and we were sat on the window front there, so there's no one between you and the ocean. I guess we were waiting. Like I said, Siobhan's birthday was a couple months ago. We're waiting for daylight savings to kick in and a nice day as well to enjoy the...
Bit of music going.
Well, that's it. A bit intimate. Ooh, I like that. And I'll tell you what, it is a bit expensive for a night out. It's not a every night, every week kind of treat. Mm. But if you go there, the tomato fusilli with the lamb, unbelievable. Best pasta I think I've ever had.
Ever.
Oh, my God, so good. I mean, a plate of pasta shouldn't cost you $35, really, but, oh, my God, it was so, so good.
Well, you imagine, right, the waves are crashing there as you look out over it. You've got your partner. What a romantic night.
Shared a bottle of red as well.
Of course you did, cheeky boy.
Never been there before, but...
You'll be back.
If you're looking for a gift for someone... giving a gift voucher for a place like that, you can't justify spending it yourself normally, but if you've got the voucher, you're like, oh, treat myself. Mm. Oh, it was so good. Yeah, highly recommend.
Wow.
Very, very nice.
That's a glowing recommendation. Stephen approved.
Doesn't come easy. No, Stephen approved.
Nope,
very, very
certainly
rare.
Certainly doesn't.
We're going to start a little column, I think, of your food reviews.
Ooh,
yeah, that we most certainly can do. Up next, though, you've got a bit of a dilemma for us. Is that right, Kath?
Yeah, I do. So we put this up on the socials last night as well. So two of my friends have kind of dealt with the same issue recently, which is their teenage kids who were leaving school, went to apprenticeships, both got fired.
Oh.
And they want to know, can they call the boss? And ask what happened.
Oh, this is a tough one. Yeah, we'll delve into it soon, right?
Yeah, up next.
Thompson 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland and the Valley. Lovely sunny day here at New FM.
Righto, Newcastle, we have an ethical dilemma for you this morning. And I really want to hear from the High Vis Army in particular, whether you're a tradie or an apprentice yourself or someone else that knows what it's like to train young people.
Okay.
So two of my friends, quite coincidentally, and they don't know each other, both had the same situation. Their teenagers left school to start an apprenticeship and then got fired. The main question was, can you call the boss to ask why your underage child, right, both of these guys are under 18, got fired? So it's a really difficult, tricky situation because you want those kids to stand on their own feet. They've made the decision themselves to leave school and go to work, but you also don't want them to fail. And you want to still be a parent, right? Because, you know, they're still in your home. They're still your babies.
Yeah.
All of that kind of stuff.
But, interesting situation, isn't it?
Yeah. 4974105 if you want to get involved and have your say on this one. I'll tell you a bit more about what happened. So one of my friends up home in New England has a daughter named Emily who is barely 16 years old and ever since doing a science experiment in year 7 has wanted to be a plumber. And that's always freaked her family out.
Right, okay.
Because they're all academics.
Right.
There's not
right.
a tradie in sight.
Yeah.
There's money to be made in plumbing, though. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's probably seen the dollar signs.
Particularly being a female plumber, you know, there's plenty of opportunities for those companies that need to have, you know, a bit more gender balance.
Well, the plumber charges me so much to come and even have a look at my toilet. Plumbers are on a decent wicket. I'm telling you that for free. But how much they charge me, it's a good career to go into.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Anyway, 10 weeks into the apprenticeship, she gets fired. No warning, no explanation, no nothing. And she won't tell her parents what happened, only that she was fired and that she didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
So, of course, her mum's thinking all the worst, right? Somebody tried to hit on her at work. She said no. Those kinds of worst things.
But we
don't actually know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that it didn't work out. Anyway, she's decided to go back to school. And because she's 16 and she was only gone for basically a term, it's a possible thing. But she said to me, you know, can I call the boss? You've got tradies in your family, you know, is that a thing that you do?
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't know. So I rang my best friend who is a tradie and has two of his sons that are both doing apprenticeships or had left school to do apprenticeships. And he said a very similar thing happened with his eldest boy who left school at 17 to take up a fitter and turner apprenticeship and wasn't being taught. So the best that they know is that Martin spent most of his day driving the length of the Hunter Valley rather than actually being taught the trade, and after 3 months was told that he was being let go because he wasn't at the same level as the other apprentice who doesn't have a driver's license and therefore was sitting in the office all day, you know, sitting in the shop and learning the trade while Martin was driving for 6 hours a day.
Yeah, right. So there's a lot going on here.
Tough. But the common theme is that these kids didn't do anything wrong. They left school, they went to an apprenticeship, they didn't do anything wrong, they got fired, and both of them haven't been able to find another apprenticeship. Emily has the option to go back to school. Martin's a little bit older, so he's just turned 18, so going back to school is not quite as much of a viable option. He hasn't found another apprenticeship yet. Can you call the boss, find out what happened? What is the best way to help these kids to get another start?
I guess the essence of it is that is you're just wanting to know, is it right or wrong to call up the boss?
Yeah.
Instinctively, what do you think, Kath?
I think it's complex. You want these kids, you know, to not feel like they're being mothered.
Yeah. I think at a basic level, I know they're 17, not 18 yet, but if you already left school and got a job, you've moved into adulthood.
Yeah.
Like, my basic feeling is, can't call the boss. That feels weird.
You don't reckon? I reckon there is a bit of hand-holding, but also, in this world, you don't know what you don't know. Yeah. And, like, they might just be doing something which they don't understand is, you know, not the correct way to behave in a work site or, you know, not the correct way to deal with social setting, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know. They need to learn something from it. And the thing is, if they've been fired without any warning or without any cause that they know of, they don't learn anything from it. So it's just a learning journey.
To be clear, you know, in probation, obviously, as we all know, you can be fired in probation for nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't need a reason, but the kids weren't given a reason, which makes it a bit tough. Anyway, 4967 4105, what do you think? Can you call the boss to ask why your kid was fired? It doesn't have to be one of these apprenticeship type scenarios. I'd also like to hear from people who have apprentices about whether or not they'd appreciate a call from mum or dad, whether or not that would go down like a lead balloon. Give us a call and let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, help Kath out here to try and figure this one out. And of course, best callers on air today, a family pass to Raging Water Sydney. We've got these up for grabs. This would be so good. I mean, summer is pretty much here.
Yeah.
4967 4105. If you want to win that, you've got an opinion on this, maybe you can help Kath out with her situation. 4967 4105. Call now. Sunny today, tops of 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
And we have an ethical dilemma for you this morning. We're asking, can you call the boss who has fired your teenage child and ask them what happened? Let's go straight to Ash in Maitland. Ash, what are your thoughts?
Good morning, Novos. I think 100% you should. Being a boss, it's willing to take on an apprenticeship. You're taking on the duty to educate this young person.
Yeah.
And if you let this one young person go without any explanation, what have you taught them?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
saying. Really solid point.
It needs to be a learning journey. And if they haven't learned anything from it, then they can make the same mistake again and again, can't they?
Yeah,
that's it.
All right, let's go to Curry next. Morning, Adrian. What are your thoughts on this?
G'day, how you going? Look, I think it all comes down to if you can or can't call the boss, every boss is different. You just need to, if it's something you want to do, give it a go. You'll either get a bad response or you won't. If you do get a bad response, well, that might explain a lot.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I've got apprentices. I run a building carpentry crew.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with parents before. Some of them are very receptive, some of them aren't. But it all depends. If you call them once to find out what it is, fair enough, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So, it seems like if there's a chance to get in touch, maybe at this point it seems like a good idea.
It's interesting as well that the bosses are like, doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
It's more an issue of, are you babying your kid too much? Maybe your kid needs to call. I don't know. It's such a grey area, isn't
Indeed.
It?
Let's go to one more. Ethan in Aberglasson. What are your thoughts?
Well, from experience of my parents knowing the boss, it's really a pain in the ass, a pain in the bum of mum and dad always knowing what's going on at work.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you're an apprentice yourself?
Yep.
Yeah, and mum and dad know the boss too well, do they?
Yeah.
I guess this is the other issue, isn't it?
So, Ethan, if you got fired, would you want your mum and dad to reach out and find out what happened, or would you like them to shut up?
Oh, I mean, to a point, if they want to find out why and explain to me, like, in more detail why I was, yeah, maybe, but I don't know. Sometimes I kind of just go, this is my job.
Yeah.
My career, leave me alone.
Yeah,
love it. All right.
Interesting to hear from both sides of the coin there, though, isn't it? The boss opinion and the apprentice opinion.
And while very interesting, I'm sorry, Kath, I don't think we solved your dilemma at all.
I think it's going to be a dilemma for the ages, this one.
Yeah. Top 10 questions science can't answer. One of those YouTube videos. That's what we've got going on now.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Of course, football's Night of Nights on Saturday. And by that I mean Cardiff Hawks' best and fairest night at Club Charlestown. Mm-hmm. So yeah, obviously I went, was in attendance. And it was good to see all the footy boys again because I haven't seen a lot of them since, silly Sunday when the season wrapped up.
Now, I've got to ask this, Stephen. What awards did you win?
I didn't win any awards. I told you I wasn't going to win any awards. A couple of boys did. Tubbs was our leading goal kicker. Baz won best and fairest. So a couple of boys, were fans of the show as well. They're like, we better get a shout out for our awards.
Well, shout out indeed.
Okay, you get a cheeky shout out. But it was nice. They did pretty much a roast dinner at Club Charlestown, which is pretty flashy.
That is fancy.
Well, when we first went in, it was like $50 entry for the night.
Okay.
I was like, what are we getting? Because we had to buy our own drinks.
What?
I was like, $50. But then we got roast tea, so it was all right. Wasn't too bad.
Did they have potatoes?
Yeah, they did. And to be fair, my drinks were cheaper anyway because I'm a member at Club Charlestown. Mm. So, I had all my card. Boys were like, can you sneak that to me behind the bar? Under the bar?
That's a little bit naughty.
It's like, little side head.
Just pretend to be Stephen.
Yeah, so it was all right. I got my drinks cheaper anyway. But it was a fun night. And then, obviously we kicked on after that. We'd had a few drinks. Ooh. So ended up at King Street, the new King Street Hotel. Newly renovated anyway.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys have been there since it's been done in.
Have not.
Oh, so good.
Fancy,
like,
is it?
Yeah, it's like three stories or something like that. Heaps. I think there's like six dance floors in there, something like that.
Of course you hit all of them.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, life of the party. You know me, Kareem.
I know you.
Yeah.
Some of your best moves.
Anyway, it was a nice way to wrap up the season and calm the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Indeed.
That's all I'll say.
Next year, I reckon, you can definitely score yourself one of those awards.
Oh, fingers crossed. That's what I'll be working towards anyway.
Remember, for the Hunter, Dan Rebicoli has been a naughty boy.
Oh, no. Oh, dearie me.
We'll explain more about that next on 105.3 New FM.
Lovely sunny day today. Tops of 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
You may have seen on Friday a bit of a post being shared on the socials of the big Merino from Goulburn on the back of a truck coming to the Hunter.
Yeah, I did say this. I was thinking, where are we going to put it? There's
So many people thought, where's it going? Where is it going to be put? The whole thing was a bit of a setup by a member for the Hunter, Dan Rebicoli, who thought he'd do a bit of a funny.
A bit of a prank.
Yeah.
A bit of a prank. And he got a lot of people, including people in our newsroom, might I add.
We won't name names.
Not Jess. Jess was the one who went, no, that's not legit. It is the funniest photo. If anybody actually believed that, they weren't looking very closely because the Merino was enormous on the back of the truck.
Looked ridiculous, right?
Yeah, with a few ratchet straps, it looked like it would have been all right. I don't know. I'm saying worse on the road.
Yeah, down the M1, exactly.
Anyway, I reckon we better get this joker on the phone and ask him what on earth he's up to.
Let's call him now.
Good morning. morning, Dan speaking.
It's Kath Crebo and Stephen from the Novos. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
What have you done, sir? Tell us what you've done. You've learned how to use Photoshop.
We haven't learned how to use Photoshop. It's we're at Goulwyn this morning, and we know there's a lot of hard-hitting stuff happening around the world at the moment, so we just thought we'd be a bit more light-hearted for a Friday.
And how much was it to purchase?
Look, I can't comment what council may or may not have spent on this. So we're talking to the truck driver. It's going to a really interesting place that the Hunter will be so proud of, apparently.
Okay.
That's good, that's good.
Was this, like, you know, part of your election plan? You're going to win some more votes by bringing the big ram from Goulwyn to the Hunter?
Look, I'm a big guy, so I thought we need to get some big things. I think the next one I'm going to go for is a big prawn.
Yeah.
Maybe chuck in a big banana when we can as well.
What about the big pineapple?
Oh, the big pineapple, it's a long way to come down.
Yeah.
Too many bridges that they go under.
Kath, have you seen the price of fuel these days? That's going to cost a fortune to bring that thing all the way down.
That's also big.
So, what was your ultimate goal with this, Dan? Were you trying to fool the mainstream media? Because I did see it actually got slipped through a couple of cracks, got posted on some sites that perhaps didn't quite see that it was tongue-in-cheek.
Look, it was just, as I said earlier, it was just to try and be a bit more lighthearted with a lot of the things that's happening around the world at the moment. I think we just need to have a bit of a good laugh too as well.
Yeah, well, I think
mission accomplished.
Yeah, certainly could have used a laugh. You are one cheeky man. I'll admit, just quietly between you and I, the other two did have to tell me it was a prank. You did fool me. So, well done, sir. I throw my hands up. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys. Cheers.
Hardly any clouds around today. Top to 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
And we're fighting to cure your Monday blues. We've got tickets for Reece Maston to give away in the next hour, so make sure you stick around. Now, though, I mean, this made me feel so good over the weekend. Look, I know you guys could be forgiven for thinking it's a boy who cries wolf scenario, because I get on here quite often and I'm like, I'm starting a petition for this, I'm starting a petition for that.
I like your petition, Stephen.
But I'm actually starting a movement this time, because
okay.
I was coming home yesterday I was shopping at Westfield Katara.
Oh, superb there, isn't it?
Talking about earlier this morning how I got a watermelon. Oh, beautiful quarter watermelon, because, like, the weather's hot, summer's come early. Perfect season for it. Anyway, so I was on my way home from doing my shop, already feeling pretty good, weather's nice, watermelon in hand. I came up to that notorious bottleneck on Northcott Drive.
Oh,
how it goes
yeah.
from like those, yeah, like shrinks in before you go into Charlestown.
It's always a nightmare when you're there, isn't it?
One of the more dangerous stretches of road, I reckon, just because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm looking around both sides, trying to figure out which way I'm merging from. Anyway, in the midst of the chaos, this gentleman, you know, he was like kind of, me and him were both trying to sneak our way in front. Anyway, I ended up giving up. I was pretty upset. Put it on the brakes. Like, I can go first. I wasn't letting him in, but I think he thought I was letting him in, because he turned around. Instead of giving me like a courtesy wave, he gave me, I kid you not, and I haven't seen this in years, a courtesy shaka. Now, for those that are unfamiliar with the shaka, basically, it's probably most prolific in surf or skate cultures.
Sure.
And it's where you have like a clenched fist, right? So you raise a clenched fist, but then you put your thumb and your pinky out.
Yep.
And you do it in like a waving motion.
Yeah, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, so like a lot of surfy people use the shaka.
Of course, it's a Newcastle vibe, man.
Anyway, this guy gave me a shaka after I let him in. Certainly didn't let him in. Oh, I felt $1 million.
You should have let him in.
Well, yeah, I will
you
be.
Did.
If I got a shaka every time I let someone in, I'd be staying right there. Every car would be going in front of me.
You just sit there for the afternoon letting people in.
Money cannot buy the feeling I received inside my soul after getting that shaka. Like, I know it sounds silly, and it's such a little gesture.
Yeah.
Just, I was flying after it.
It's
genuinely,
as if, like,
felt $1 million.
As if two little golden ducks came down and lifted you from the shoulders. That's how light and bright you were feeling. Look how you're happy is even today. I don't think I've ever seen Stephen so happy in my life.
I'm just astounded at the poetry that I just heard. I was struggling to articulate the way I felt, and then Crevo just says it, you know, in one metaphor. He's just summed up the way I feel. I just, honestly, if you're in the car, even if you're just walking past someone, instead of the, like, idle head nod that we do,
yeah,
Chuck a shacker up. Give him a shacker. I reckon we'll all be better for it.
There's a bunch of kids in Maitland you might want to give a shacker to. I'll tell you about those next.
Okay, I'm excited to shacker with the kids from Maitland.
Hey, I love this.
Bam.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The
Novos. Got a cute little one for you this morning, boys. If you go out to Maitland,
yeah,
you will see that the garbage trucks look very different.
What's right, happened there?
Okay.
They've been covered with waste heroes.
What does that mean?
What's this?
Over 100 kids in Maitland drew creative little designs of little heroes giving reduce, reuse, recycle messages.
Really? Oh, you know.
And they've chosen 9 of them. They've called them waste heroes and they've put them on the side of the garbage trucks.
So are these waste heroes like the new Avengers? Are they superheroes? Or what are the characters we can expect to see? What are we looking out for?
Well, one's a sausage dog.
Oh, okay, yeah.
and one's a robot. And there's another one that's like a flying elephant with rainbow hair, and that one's actually really cool.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
But they're not like superheroes.
Not your normal ones.
These are like kids drawing. So kids were, you know, given the challenge of coming up with a creative design that gives a good message about reducing and reusing and recycling.
Yep.
And the 9 best were chosen and they were put on the side of the trucks and they look really cool.
That's awesome.
That is cool. That makes me
and
feel
it's
good.
Cute.
Yeah, bit of a warm and fuzzy for your Monday morning.
We're doing lots of warm and fuzzy this
morning. There we are. Up next, how would you like to get your mitts on some Reece Maston tickets?
Yes, please. Oh, my God, the sound of my childhood.
I know. If you are a rock star and all that stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, if you want to get your hands on these tickets, what we need from you very soon, keep your stories ready. The most amazing thing you've seen at like a concert or a live music event, your epic concert moments. We'll chat more about them up next here at New FM.
Let's do it.
7:42, you're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM. And Reece Maston, he's playing at the Stag and Hunter Hotel next Friday. This is going to be awesome. There's still a few tickets left, although the meet and greets are sold out. And that's because he is a proper rock star, right?
Well, he is, pardon the pun there. One of his biggest songs, of course, is Rockstar.
Indeed.
And it's from that time where Rockstar is spelt with, like, the S is replaced with a dollar sign.
That's like I forgot about that.
The sounds of my childhood, like proper classic for me.
Yeah,
that's like an anthem of my primary school disco. Mm. So good.
And this is what I thought we could do here to give this double pass away. What we want to hear from you on 4967 4105 is the most epic concert moment that you've ever had or experienced. And sometimes it's not the biggest band. Like, sometimes it's not the most famous band, but sometimes they just put on the live show you'll never forget. Like, for me, the most amazing I ever experienced was I saw a band. Do you guys remember a band called The Cat Empire?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they were a sort of a big live band sort of thing. They'd have, like, the trumpets and everything. They got to the end of their set, and instead of just walking out, like, off the backstage, they'll hop down off the stage into the crowd carrying the instruments and played all the way out through the back.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it?
Like, that is just, you know what? Everyone was going absolutely mad. Best moment I've ever experienced in live music.
For me, the most ultimate moment is I was at a John Butler Trio concert.
Sure.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love JBT, but I'd never seen Ocean live. So Ocean is that really long instrumental that changes every single time he plays it.
Right.
And I'd never seen it live, and it was just amazing. That night it went for over 22 minutes.
Wow.
Have a night off.
At about the 10-minute mark, I just spontaneously stood up.
Out of body experience.
You see, like, standing ovations all the time, but it was really quite, it was just so incredibly moving. And there was a lady about, oh, I don't know, 3 rows in front of me who was crying.
Wow.
And it was just like the level of energy in that room is just like really difficult to explain, but it was just, you know, a guy with a guitar just smashing it out in a way that just really moved you.
Yeah, sometimes live music can be just so incredible, right?
As this, I saw The Living End once at one of those like Red Hot Summer tours or something.
Sure.
And they got a guy who plays one of those big double bass, like cello type
things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the Living End play before, but he just stands on it. He's like balanced on it. So Whoa. He's standing on it and he's like kind of like surfing it while Whoa. He's playing. It's unbelievable. One of the coolest things I've ever seen.
This is the sort of thing that we're after here. 4967-4105. What is the best thing you've seen at like a live music concert or
favorite concert moment? I suppose.
Yeah. And if just for calling up, we're going to give the best one. We're going to give a double pass to Reece Maston to go see a concert for free
at the Stag at Hunter as well. Oh, it's such a great live music venue.
That it is.
Awesome. Plus, everybody that goes on the radio today goes in the running to be our caller of the day and to pick up a fantastic free family pass to Raging Waters Sydney. Slide into summer fun at Raging Waters Sydney, New South Wales. Largest water park. It reopens on November 4th. This place has got 40 rides.
Oh, unreal.
Too many.
Never too many. Never too many. All right, 4967-4105. Get your hands on all those prizes. Call now. Tops of 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland and the Valley here at 105.3 New FM. And we are talking about your epic concert moments, those live music moments that you never forget. There's something about it. You know, instruments, real live instruments in a room with you in it. That's just incredible, you know? And it seems like a bit of a dying art sometimes.
Well, and this is all because one of my favourite rock stars, Reece Maston, is coming to Newey, playing at the Stag and Hunter next Friday. Yes. We've got a double pass to give away as well for the best story. So, I mean, you want to get involved. 4967-4105, chasing those epic concert moments.
All right, let's go to the first epic moment, Jess, in Toronto. What's your story?
Yeah, I found out my sister was pregnant at the Offspring concert.
What? And we just played an Offspring song as well.
Know,
this is unbelievable.
I know, it's meant to be.
What? So did you have like 5 missed calls or something? And you're like, oh, I better check what the sister wants. And then all of a sudden you knew?
No, she was with me. We both went together.
And what? She just decided that was the moment to tell you.
Yeah, that was it. Popped an elbow to the face in the mosh pit, and then I'm like, oh, my God, this is horrible. And it's like, oh, that's fun. I'm pregnant. We probably should get out.
Whoa, it's all happening here.
Yeah, I can't imagine the mosh and Offspring concert would be in orderly fashion either.
No, like no, definitely not.
Anarchy around that.
What a great story, and with the song they're playing, just perfect.
It's written in the stars, wasn't it? Let's go next to Maitland. Carla, what's your epic concert moment?
Hi, so I went to a concert when I was like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember who was playing.
Right, where with the parents, did you?
I went with my auntie and my cousin.
Oh, okay, yep.
It was my first ever concert. But the lead singer threw me her hat, and I thought it was the best thing ever.
Oh, you would. As a kid,
that's the thing, isn't it?
So good, moment. Wouldn't it?
It's just like in that moment, you know, you've got a connection with the music that's happening and the players, and wow, it's just one of those things, isn't it? All right, well, we've got to make a decision here, gang. Who's getting the couple of tickets to Reece Maston right now?
Oh, I don't know. That's tough, isn't it?
I mean, I feel like Jess. My vote's on Jess.
Jess.
Carla's already got a hat. How great does she want to be? I mean.
Jess, congratulations. You're off to Reece Maston.
Fabulous. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Oh, there we go. Another, I love that. You know what? Not enough live music venues in Newcastle. Bring them back.
Well, that's it. Monday Blues gone.
Yeah.
I don't feel sad anymore.
Actually, we're going to be talking about bringing live music venues back tomorrow. I've got some news for you, but also to mention that everybody that gets on the air today, so Carla and
Jess,
will not be going away empty-handed because one of them will be picking up a family pass to go into Raging Waters in Sydney.
Oh.
Slide into summer fun at Raging Waters, New South Wales' largest water park. It reopens on November 4th.
Winning on winning.
Winning on winning.
And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Oh, so Saturday morning, I went down to Merriweather Beach first thing in the morning, right?
Right.
Wanted to get a little swim in before I got my day happening.
Nice way to start.
Oh, man, it was stunning down there. But as I'm heading out the water, like going, you know where that shower is on the concrete bit, just on the near the surf house there?
Yeah,
like,
near where the cafe is.
Yeah, that one just below the cafe, correct?
Yeah.
And I'm walking, and you walk like slowly through the sand after like a good, you know, swim, just enjoying the weather and everything. I saw this like situation unfolding, and it was a case of, like, a tale as old as time. kid does not want to leave beach yet, right? Yeah. It was a situation like that, right? This kid was not having, like, mum's like, come on now, it's time to go, we got to go home, right? And the kid had bought with them, I don't know, this is another, like, mess up by the parent, had bought matchbox-sized cars, which, can you imagine, like, all the sand getting in everything? Oh, anyway, the kid grabbed, they had them in a little container and start throwing them into the sand. Oh. It was just, I was like, I feel so sorry for this parent. Like, they've tried to take the kid to the beach.
Do something nice.
Do something nice. And they've just absolutely spat the dummy.
Well, there's a lesson in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
You can't win, so don't try.
Keep the kids home.
That's the lesson we've learned here from this, I think.
Definitely does. Now, Kath, up next, what have we got going on?
Well, there was an event in Cessnock on the weekend.
A festival?
Oh, was it a festival?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a workshop.
Oh,
and
nice.
Workshops are almost as good as festivals. But this one was actually a little bit of fun. I'm a bit sad that I didn't go, so I thought we'd have some fun this morning.
Oh, and
do our
own
version.
Do
a little version of a workshop.
I love this. All right. All to play for up next here at New FM. Absolutely stunning weather today. Tops of 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And, of course, What's the Goss coming up very shortly. And, I mean, you can't pick up a tabloid magazine at the moment without seeing Britney Spears.
No, you cannot.
The latest in, I guess, her memoir that's about to come up and the drama that's surrounding it coming up next.
Drama, drama, drama. All right. There was an event on the weekend that I missed and I'm very, very sad about it. Let me tell you what it was first. Wild Learning in Cessnock. I don't know if you've heard of these guys.
No.
They're good fun.
Okay.
And they're not afraid of swear words.
Oh, naughty, naughty.
I know. So they had a very rude cards afternoon, a craft workshop where they invited adults only to come along and make very rude cards to basically tell the world expletive, expletive, expletive.
Yeah, right. So this is what, like birthday cards to give your friends or family?
Yeah,
bit of tongue-in-cheek type stuff?
If somebody's had a hard time, like say, for example, they've just got cancer, you could give them a card that says, you know, F cancer.
Right, okay.
So on and so forth.
Yeah.
So obviously we can't use the swear words, but I thought it would be fun to kind of, you know, allow us to have a little bit of release ourselves.
Yeah.
What would you like to say in a greeting card to someone?
Yeah, this is fun. This is actually really sparked by a creative bug inside me, I suppose.
Me too.
All morning I've been working on some stuff. Well, funny you say me too, Creevo, because my first one's actually aimed at you.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you're all up and about at the moment.
I am.
Might not be for long. So this is, of course, for your upcoming birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So the card says, happy 50th birthday, because, of course, you're about to turn 50.
Indeed.
So that's very
I'm excited
exciting.
For that, yeah.
And then it says, you're aging like a fine drop, right? And then in brackets... Yeah. The milk in the work fridge, because the milk here is aging like you would not believe.
All right, I'll do one next. So I thought I'll combine two things that I'm really about. Firstly, food, and also the RFS, like the Rural Fire Service. They're doing a lot of hard work getting ready for this big, hot summer we've got ahead. So I thought, you know, Christmas theme as well. My favourite food, arancini balls to the wall. Merry Christmas, fire truckers.
Oh, lovely. Yeah,
easy,
there you go.
Easy.
The RFS.
One for the RFS.
Jess, how's your creative juices going this morning?
It's gone all right. It's gone all right. I'm pretty proud of mine.
Okay, well,
we'll be the judge of that.
Mine's a birthday card.
Oh,
I have
nice.
Thought maybe it's targeted at my mum.
Okay.
Seems very specific.
Very specific. All right, what did one saggy boob say to the other?
What?
Perk up or people will think we're nuts.
That's good.
That
I like
good.
That, Jess. You got to trademark that before someone nicks it.
Trademarked.
Patent pending. All right, you've heard Jess say trademark. No one can copy that now. That's how the law works. Any more around the team?
Look, I was working on one because if I had gone, I would have done one for some of my migraine friends who often have, you know, bad runs.
Yeah, right, okay.
The nature of the beast, the nature of the disease is that sometimes it just gets you down. So instead of the F word, I'm going to say sparkle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So sparkle migraine. Dear Migraine Warrior, sparkle the migraine beast. Ignore all the helpful advice and sparkling condescending, just a headache, blah. Sparkle doctors, sparkle Centrelink, sparkle drugs, sparkle headaches. Down a aspirin bottle and a frozen cake, put your sunnies on and sparkle it all.
Oh, I like that.
There's a lot of sparkling going on.
Definitely.
And how's this one?
Yeah.
I've got one that I think a lot of Novocastrians could agree has got a bit of sparkle about it.
Mm.
This is for, you know, a close friend or family.
Sure.
It says, I love you like the Taro Bridge. I only see you every day because I need to.
Tops of 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland in the Valley. Right now, a balmy 19 in Fern Bay here on UFM.
We're going to be looking for Newey's oldest year very soon. If you've got an appliance, perhaps a piece of equipment that's a bit like the Millennium Falcon, bucket of bolts, but still works, we want to hear about it next. Your chance to win, or get in the running to win, a free family pass. Get it right to Raging Waters in Sydney.
It is exciting.
Yeah, I know.
I'm very guilty of this, so we'll talk about that very shortly. Now, though, fire it for me, Trevor.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. All right, until you're in studio with me, and I'm sure the greater audience as well would know that at the moment you can run, but you can't hide from Britney Spears news.
Absolutely, everywhere.
Princess of Pop is all over the tabloids. Of course, this is mainly centred around her new tell-all memoir, which is coming out, The Woman in Me. So going to hit the shelves tomorrow, I believe, 24th of October.
Mm.
But, of course, lots of things have been leaked from the memoir early, including that secret pregnancy with Justin Timberlake.
That's right.
And, yeah, it's just been met with media frenzy, which Britney Spears has not appreciated very much. So there's a couple of quotes she's throwing around. I don't like the headlines I'm reading. She wrote days before leaving Instagram, so she's called quits on the social media app. That's exactly why I quit the business 4 years ago.
So she's
getting out of it again. My motive for this book was not to harp on about past experiences, which is what the press is doing, and it's dumb and silly. I've moved on since then.
You know, but she's moved on to Dancing with Knives, though. That's the thing. Yeah. So if you don't want attention, you're not going about it the wrong way.
It takes a special level of something to write a book about what happened in your past and then get cranky at the media for talking about what's in the book in your past.
Which is in the past, yeah. It's outrageous, isn't it? And she's taking this one. We're actually talking about this, the three of us off air.
Mm.
She's full taking this tactic from Kanye West, who all the time just gets off all the social media. I feel like celebrities have this idea in their head that if they don't exist online, they don't exist offline. People can still write about you.
Like, it's like when there's a little kid, right, that that plays hide and seek with you, and they cover their eyes and they think you can't see them. He's a hot tip. We can still see ya.
Yeah, I don't know what they think they're gaining from this. People are still going to write and talk about you.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, that's the harsh reality of being a celebrity. Anyway,
she's covered her eyes.
Yeah, she has covered her eyes.
We'll talk about Britney some more tomorrow.
I'm sure we will. That's a guarantee, I reckon. In a bit more upbeat news, though, Rolling Stones have launched a new album, Hackney Diamonds. They launched it in New York. So they played it at this club, Racket, which is like I said, in New York. And at the moment, Racket, it's a small, like, 600-seat club, I think, something like that. At the moment, on their calendar for the rest of the year, they've got two nights of Ben Queller. Anyone know who that is?
Nope.
And a Talking Heads tribute night. So, I mean, not a massive club.
Normally, yeah.
But, yeah, star studded there for their launch. We're talking Chris Rock, Elvis Costello, et cetera, et cetera. And all the celebs were told that phone smartwatches would be placed in pouches, like New South Wales schools in the Hunter. And armed guards and personal security would not be allowed in.
Wow.
So they invite Red. You got dress cool, it's a party. So
I like that.
I mean, someone who did get the memo as well was Lady Gaga.
Right.
Jumped on stage and performed with the Rolling Stones as well.
Jeez. Well, would you, if you had the opportunity?
Absolutely.
Has anyone, look, I'll admit, I actually haven't listened to this album yet. Has anyone listened to it?
I listened to it over the weekend.
What are your thoughts, honestly?
It's almost vintage Stones.
Really?
Almost. I mean, it's not kind of, you know, start me up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's definitely, like, it's undeniably the Stones.
Oh, that's cool.
That is exciting.
A lot of people will be, you know, wanting to listen to it, you know, because it's been a while since they've had that, as you say, vintage
First
Stones.
Album since 2005.
Right.
And it's, you know, like, so they haven't released anything new for a long time, but it's pretty solid yet.
Ah, there
you
go.
Well, I mean, you'd hope it'd be solid if it's almost 20 years in the making.
Yeah.
You're not sitting down writing for 20 years.
Like a fine wine.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Maybe a scotch. watch. Ooh. Barrel it for 20 years.
Well, it's only a Monday, Kath. Let's.
He does it. It's early too. I mean, I don't mind, but drink responsibly and all that.
Nah, without saying, of course. But yeah, no, it's good to see Rolling Stones are back, and fingers crossed, I don't know, if they are performing together, maybe they'll come here. Maybe yeah. they'll come down to Australia.
McDonald Jones Stadium. Come on.
I'll be putting the petition. Yeah, another petition, I know. I'll be starting.
We got you sorted. All you got here, same time, same place every morning here at New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, Newcastle, this is the chance to get yourself in the draw, I guess, for a family pass to Raging Waters Sydney.
Yes.
All you got to do is help me out because I'm being bullied in studio and I won't stand for it any longer. The two sitting opposite to me here at the desk have been giving me a hard time for weeks and weeks about my laptop, right? Now, I'll admit, my laptop, it's a bit old. It's got some character to it, but it still runs okay, well enough.
Character is something that is reserved for an antique coffee table or perhaps, you know, like a set of bentwood chairs or something like that. A laptop should not have character.
What do you mean?
And a laptop would not be something I presume that you sell in your shop.
No.
This would come close. And I think we need to kind of, you know, explain for everyone at home exactly what we're talking about when we're talking about a laptop. Firstly, we're talking about a 10-year-old laptop, right?
Not quite. I got it at the start of year 11. So 2015, so 8 years. About to turn 9 years
okay,
old.
Okay, so the average life of a laptop is 2 years, and you've managed to do that a couple of times over. It actually is broken. Like, I can physically see into the inner workings of the laptop through a gap on the side that's about a centimetre wide.
Yeah, but I've heard that's all the craze. My brother's got a new gaming laptop and he's got like a clear thing in, on the PC so you can see all the wires in that.
No, that's like a special window.
I
yours
think
is just
trendy.
Like, yours is like an open mouth yapping at you.
Look,
yours is just broken.
It still works, all right. Sometimes it does sound like it's taken off to the moon.
It goes
sometimes. And you know, sometimes it's real slow and it's clunky and you know, it has its little quirks, I like to call it.
Like the N.
Yeah. Well, there's, yeah, so for those, this is a bit of an in-joke. Basically, on my Google Doc, there's this N that I cannot delete. Because if I delete it, my whole laptop just, yeah, it goes haywire. So, anyway, but for the most part, the laptop works well enough. And I'm always one to run technology down until it doesn't work anymore. No point buying a new one while the old one still works. But I don't think I'm alone in this, I guess, fight for net zero, reduce, reuse, recycle. So, basically, what we're doing here, 49674105, and of course, you can get yourself in the draw for a family pass to Raging Waters Sydney, slide into summer fun at Raging Waters Sydney, New South Wales' largest water park, which reopens on November 4th. All we're doing is chasing your oldest gear. The stuff is still running. Maybe it's like a bar fridge, maybe a telly you're running, an old phone, something like that.
Fridges are a classic, aren't they? Like
yeah.
They don't
make them like they used to.
Yeah, my mate, he moved one from one house to another when we used to do the old share housing thing, right? Uh-huh. And that thing, it was had like the old brown wood veneer on the handle. And you know that's like from the 70s. But he got it off his like nan, I think. It was her spare fridge. And it was so cold, worked perfectly. Only reason we left, he left it, is because he moved to the other side of the country, couldn't take it with. Worked perfectly. This is the sort of thing we're after. I reckon we would have been 30 plus years old.
Yeah, well, that is old, isn't it? 49674105. Tell us the oldest bit of gear you're still running. Like yeah. we said, it could be a fridge like that. Might
well,
be
any
yeah,
white goods.
Yeah. Could be more like on the computer side, you know, phones, whatever it is.
Even a car that's just hanging in there.
I reckon there's a few of them knocking around Newcastle. I've seen them.
Maybe out Mailand Way.
Yeah.
4967-4105. I will get your calls on the air next. The guy Sebastian, as the French call him, as you wake up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM.
Well, I need some help from Newcastle, all right? 4967-4105 is that magic number because I'm getting bullied in studio and I won't stand for it any longer. I've got it. Okay, my laptop's a little bit old. But
it's 10 years old.
It's getting close to 10 years old.
It'll be able to vote soon.
It will not. But I feel like I can't be the only person in Newcastle who cares about the
the environment while also
listen to this,
while also coincidentally is too stingy to fork out money for a new laptop.
You know, ditch the environmental argument. You're just cheap. Okay,
well, it is very financially based. You're right, but I can't take the moral high ground if I use that argument.
Stephen's the only person I know with a padlock on his wallet.
Oh, that's outrageous. All right, 4967 4105 though. We are chasing, I guess, what we've coined Newcastle's oldest gear. What are you still running that's, you know, probably should have been in the tip a long, long time ago? Let's go first to Heather Bray. Morning, Mel. What's the old gear you got?
So it was one of the old stereos. I don't have it now. This is a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But one of the old stereos that, you know, it had the stereo, the two tape decks, and the six CD, but it was classic. The old rotating. You had to put them in one at a time.
Yep.
And that was so noisy too, weren't they?
Did you have the cartridge or the tray?
It was the tray, but yeah. It was one that my ex-husband found on one of the dump piles, and, you know, I'm going to fix it, and he fixed it up. The tape decks didn't work, and only one of the six disc parts worked, but she literally had to turn the turntable to get to the one that worked. But he didn't care because you could still play one CD and the stereo and the radio.
Okay. Wow.
I'm so lost. I can't even envision what this looks like.
Stephen,
that is old gear.
Stephen doesn't even know what a CD is.
I don't think I've ever seen whatever that was before. That's outrageous.
They were so cutting edge when they were first released. It was just massive that you could have, you know, this thing that would play six CDs. It was awesome.
It was next level. To Ashtonfield next. Brenda, what's the old thing you're still working at your house?
I have an old antique 100-odd-year-old wooden rocking chair of my grandmother's.
Wow.
100-odd-year.
That's extraordinary. That's to have outrageous. a chair that's 100 years old. You buy a chair from IKEA these days, you're lucky to get like 5 years out of it and it's already broken.
I think you need to keep Brenda's details as well for your chair week, which is coming very shortly
That's true. Everyone's excited. I get it.
All right. Let's wrap this up in Mayfield West. Nicole, what's this old gear you got running?
I've got two of them. One of them is a fourth generation iPod Nano, which was released in 2009.
You're not still running it. No, yeah, you're not.
It still works. Yeah.
Wow. That's extraordinary. Still works.
And the other thing is hubby and I got gifted a clothes dryer for our wedding back in 2000 and it's still going too.
Wow.
That is 23 years old.
And we said sure it before, is. They don't make white goods like they used to. Like,
no.
You buy a dryer now, you're lucky to get a couple years out of it.
Yeah,
really.
If it goes past the 2-year warranty, you're usually amazed. Like, that's how it is. To get 23 years out of it, extraordinary, next level stuff, isn't it?
Well, it's good to see that other Novocastrians care about the environment, like myself.
I do have to confess, I still have an iPod Nano as well, and I still use it in the gym.
Oh, bot calling, get all over here. There we go, making fun of my laptop. Now it all comes out.
My iPod Nano isn't broken.
Neither's the laptop, still runs. That's all I'll say.